Unit 6, page 49. Miscommunication in the workplace. Listening extra. Exercise C. Listen again. Circle the best option to complete the sentences.
Workplace Communication, Part 1.
Are you a good observer of human behavior?
Workplace Communication, Part 1.
What about at your workplace? Are you good at observing people there? If you are, you've probably seen many instances of miscommunication. It happens in every type of workplace, and sometimes it feels like the problem is just getting worse. So why is miscommunication such a common occurrence? Well, first of all, it's probably inevitable whenever you have people working together, most of whom do not know each other very well. Second, it often happens with a group of people between whom there are hierarchical relationships. Everyone has a boss, even most bosses do, and there are always cases of miscommunication in boss-employee relationships. And miscommunication, unfortunately, can lead to hostility and bad feelings, and eventually to wasted time and decreased productivity, all of which will severely affect the bottom line of a business. You may not think that communication problems exist at your particular place of work, but if you are a good observer, you will probably notice that they do. What you need to know is why they exist and how to combat them. So, let's start with the question, why? In this part of the program, I'm going to talk about one of the most common causes of miscommunication, and that is the overuse of written electronic communication. Email, instant messaging, and texting have become so easy that they now have become preferable to face-to-face communication. And they have certain advantages. When you send an email message to staff, yes, you can communicate with a lot of people at once, and as the communicator, you can have total control over the message and flow of communication. But there is nevertheless a big disadvantage. It doesn't allow you, the communicator, to gauge how well the messages, some of which may be of critical importance, are being understood. In face-to-face communication, you get much more feedback on whether a message has been understood and how it has been received. Also, it is a common misconception that written communication saves time. Frequently, it doesn't save any time at all. It often leads to a confused series of email that are sent back and forth asking for clarification and sometimes causing hard feelings. And, of course, you only hear from a few people. There are probably others who haven't actually tried to understand the message. There is another problem with written communication, and that is related to the problem of giving employees bad news. Research has shown that when bad news, negative feedback, or any type of criticism has to be communicated, it is more effective to do it face-to-face. This may be a result of the fact that negative information is often likely to be misunderstood. A person might feel that they are being blamed unfairly. Feelings will definitely be affected. In these tense situations, egos can get in the way of accurate comprehension. And how would you, the communicator, be aware of that if the communication is not a face-to-face, two-way process? Unfortunately, you probably wouldn't. Okay, we've spent a little time today talking about miscommunication caused by the overuse of written communication, particularly email. In parts 2, 3, and 4 of this program, I will be talking about some of the other common causes of miscommunication. And in part 5, I will give you some easy solutions. But for the moment, I want to return to my original question. Are you a good observer? If not, the first thing you should do is work on improving your observation skills. This is also your first homework assignment. Take some time this week to observe how your staff members communicate. Keep an eye and ear out for problems. Do some detective work and try to locate the source of the problem. Have some informal conversations with staff members to confirm your conclusions. make notes, and bring them to your discussion group for this topic.
That ends part one of Workplace Communication.